first today to the split emerging in the Turnbull government over same-sex marriage. Some members of the coalition have responded angrily to a proposal from Liberal MP and same-sex marriage campaigner Warren Inch to have a vote in the Parliament on marriage equality before the next election. The legislation would only come into effect if it were approved in a popular vote after the election, but one senior Liberal has slammed it as an ambush that will do nothing to heal the wounds from the recent leadership change. In Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
When Malcolm Turnbull took the Prime Ministership to assuage the Nationals and Conservative Liberals, he promised no change to the government's policy on same-sex marriage. That's to hold a plebiscite sometime after the next election, which would then need a vote to be carried in the Parliament before the definition of marriage would be broadened. Yesterday in Question Time, the Prime Minister made it clear he's sure such a vote would pass.
The answer is
Member for
that
Chifley
the consequence
has been warned.
Of a yes vote in the plebiscite will be that same-sex marriage will be legal in Australia.
Mr Turnbull's been speaking to Queensland Liberal MP Warren Inch about his latest attempt to see same-sex marriage recognised.
We will put forward legislation that will basically enable marriage equality for gays, the gay community to marry.
The legislation he has in mind would legalise same-sex marriage if a vote of all Australians supported it. It would only come into force if a plebiscite held after the election was carried.
It seems a bit of a thought bubble and an ambush to boot.
Senior Liberal Conservative Tasmanian Senator Eric Abetz is not impressed. He points out two-thirds of the coalition party room recently voted against having a free vote on same-sex marriage and wanted the policy as announced by the former Prime Minister Tony Abbott to stay as it is. Senator Abetz argues the Warren Inch idea is complicated and possibly unconstitutional.
To try to truncate all this and put all the mechanisms in place still in this term of the Parliament before a plebiscite is to seek to undo that which the party room has overwhelmingly voted on. It is not the actions, if I might say, that will help unity, which will help to heal some of the wounds of that which has happened over recent weeks. It is important that the conservative view of the party, which, if I might say, represents the overwhelming base of the party, is appropriately represented and listen to.
Other opponents of same-sex marriage agree, like West Australian Liberal MP Dennis Jensen.
I think that's a strange issue that's been brought up. I mean, quite frankly, we have a clear policy on this.
Queensland LNP Senator Matthew Canavan is also a defender of traditional marriage, who argues it could be unconstitutional to make the vote of one parliament binding on the next one.
Whatever the Australian people decide on this issue, I will abide by that and carry out that in the Parliament as faithfully as I can. However, I'm not of the view that I have the right to bind any future particular elected MP who may be elected on a different platform. That would be a fundamental breach of our democracy and the rights of elected MPs and senators.
Like Senator Canavan, ACT Liberal Senator Zed Seselja is another who welcomes the idea of a debate on the issue in the hope of turning public support around. He spoke to Sky.
Some believe we will win, some believe we will lose. Hell, you know, in the end the people will decide. Is that we have a real and genuine debate about the flow-on impacts. And we've talked about some of those. You know, what does it mean for freedom of religion? What does it mean for freedom of conscience? What does it mean for, Christian and Catholic schools and others? These are legitimate questions that I don't think have properly been thought through. And this allows the community to have that debate.
Labor leader Bill Shorten, on the other hand, is worried about the impact of a publicly funded debate for the no case in the lead-up to a plebiscite. He says he wants to talk to Malcolm Turnbull about how to make marriage equality a reality.
Can you imagine the no case? I don't want young people in regional Australia who might already feel pressured and stigmatised to have to subject to a TV campaign where they're told that their sexuality and their choices are somehow not fit to be allowed to be married. So we have reservations about a divisive debate which will cause a lot of harm, especially when we already have a thing called the Parliament.
That's Labor leader Bill Shorten ending Peter Donald's report.